Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to Master English with Tim, the podcast that helps you to master English, to learn it in depth and detail. I'm Tim, a native speaker English teacher from the United States. I have 17 years of experience teaching English, and I'm also a polyglot, world traveler, and author of several dictionaries of the most used words in English that I wrote just for people like you. Now, in last week's episode, which was one of my most popular and downloaded episodes so far, I told you all about 10 or so positive phrasal verbs. The reason I chose that topic is because it is fun and helps you sound more natural and more like a native speaker. Since so many people downloaded last week's episode, I decided to continue this week with a new topic that will also help you sound more natural and help you communicate better with native speakers. So in this week's episode, I'm going to tell you about small talk. Small talk is a type of conversation that is very typical of English native speakers. Small talk is very light or unserious and also quite informal. Small talk generally starts with quite standardized conversation-opening questions, a lot of which you probably already know. Here are some examples of these small talk questions and answers to them. Let me give you two examples of these questions with different possible answers. So first question is, hey, what's going on, Tim? Let me just repeat that. Hey, what's going on, Tim? Now again, a little bit more naturally, hey, what's going on, Tim? Now, before I move on to the answers, let me explain that this question, hey, what's going on, means the same thing as, what's happening? The most common answers to these questions are, not much, or nothing much. From there, the person who received the question can do one of three things. First, they can say nothing more, which pretty clearly signals to the other person that they don't want to get into a conversation. This doesn't have to be a bad thing. For example, just this evening I was walking around the block and saw a neighbor. We don't know each other's names, and we both were walking in opposite directions, so it really just didn't make sense for us to keep talking, but it was polite to say at least something to each other instead of walking past each other in silence. If, on the other hand, the situation allows the two people to continue talking, for example, if they're sitting next to each other and or they know each other a bit better, the dialogue might go something like this. Hey, what's going on, Tim? And the answer would be something like this. Nothing much. How about you? This response signals a more or less neutral interest. This person might be open to the possibility of more small talk, or they may not be. Now, you might ask yourself, then why did the person ask, well, how about you? Well, the reason is that the person who says that might also be expecting a similarly formulaic answer, like, oh, nothing much. They do expect a certain answer, and they want to be polite, and so they're saying something in response. Or it could be that they actually want to hear, what you have to say, and you can judge that by a person's body language in the general context. It's also possible to make mistakes. It's not a tragedy. So, a third possibility is that the person who received the question actually says what's going on. So in that case, the dialogue might go like this. Hey, Tim, what's going on? Oh, I'm just out for a walk. I really needed to get some fresh air. I've really been spending a lot of time in the office, you know? If someone answers like this, then it's pretty clear that they are open to talking a bit more. Now, let's move on to the next possible question. That question is the very short and simple, what's up? This question really means the same thing as what's going on. So, let's do a micro dialogue with this question. So, this dialogue will use, again, the question, what's up? Before we actually get started with this question, what's up, I want to point out three things about it. The first thing about what's up that you need to know is that it is even more informal than what's going on and what have you been up to. And that brings me to the second thing that you should know, which is that this very general and even more informal question gave us the name of the popular messaging app with the green background. That app is, of course, WhatsApp, which sounds a lot like what's up. The last thing to note about what's up is that you really need to say it with a neutral or even falling tone in your voice. Now let's do a dialogue. Hey Jason, what's up? Nothing much. What's up with you? Nothing much either, just waiting for the summer to come. Okay, that's all for the dialogues with our two questions, what's going on and what's up. I do want to add one more thing that is true about both of these questions, which is that it really helps to make the other person feel more comfortable if you use their name at the beginning of the question. If you don't know the person well, it shows that you remember their name, which makes the person feel more important and valued. But what happens if you don't know the name of the person you're talking to? Well, in that case, you can use either, hey, what's going on, or hey, what's up, because both of these questions mean what is happening. Again, hey, what's going on is informal, and hey, what's up is even more informal. Now, you might ask about the word hey, which I used in both questions. Hey is the simplest and most informal greeting in English, but it also is a way of getting another person's attention so you can tell or ask them something. So, for example, imagine that you are sitting next to someone on the bus and see that something has fallen out of their pocket, and you don't want them to lose it. In that situation, you could say, "Hey, something fell out of your pocket." This is a pretty normal thing to say, and it is not impolite, but a more polite way to say this same thing would be, "Excuse me, something fell out of your pocket." So, let's move on to a slightly different type of small talk question, one that focuses not on general events, but instead on the feelings and experiences of the person you are talking to. There are several very common ways to ask about another person's feelings. We have, for example, "How are you?" and the slightly longer, "How are you doing?" A third question, which means the same thing, is "How's it going?" So we have again, "How are you?" "How are you doing?" and "How's it going?" There are lots of ways to answer, but in English-speaking countries, there is a general social pressure to say that things are going at least okay, if not better. So some answers of this type will be "not bad," "pretty good," or "pretty well." Answers like "I'm fine" and "I'm okay" sound on the surface like they are at least not negative, but like I said, in the English-speaking world, there's a certain amount of pressure to say things are going at least pretty well, and so when you say "I'm fine" or "I'm okay," you're really talking about the absence of problems, which is not exactly the same as things going well. I also would like to point out that intonation adds a lot to meaning. A flat "I'm okay" is very different from "I'm okay" with rising intonation. This fact about intonation is also true of the question itself. If you say flatly, "Hey, how are you?" you are doing the minimum of what's expected in a conversation, and therefore the other person will also probably give a minimal response. If, on the other hand, you use rising intonation, like in "How are you doing?" then it signals that you really want to know about the other person. You might also be wondering what happens if you answer with something that is properly negative. For example, "Honestly, I'm doing pretty awful. My cat just died and I'm really depressed." Well, I did say that there's a certain pressure to be at least a little bit positive, but if you go against expectations by being negative and honest, the sky is not going to fall on you or the person who asked the question, and they might just appreciate your honesty. Another question that you can ask that focuses not on a person's emotions, but on their actions and experiences is, "What are you up to?" which asks about what a person is doing right now or planning to do in the very near future. You can also ask, "What have you been up to?" in the present perfect, which includes probably all of the time that has passed since the last time you saw the person you're talking to up until the moment when you ask this question. And just like with the other typical small talk questions, the person's answer indicates how strong their wish to continue the talk is. So if someone asks, "Hey Kate, what have you been up to?" and the other person answers with, "Oh, nothing honestly," or "Oh, not much," and says nothing more, that means they can't talk or don't want to. If on the other hand they say, "Oh, not much, how about you?" it is not a strong indication one way or the other if they want to talk more. If someone answers with something more complex, like, "Oh, not much. Well, you know, the weather has finally gotten better, so I went for my first run of the spring yesterday. How about you?" then you will understand from their longer, more detailed, and more specific answer that they're ready for conversation. It is more personal and signals a stronger desire for the conversation to keep going. Now, by this point, you have seen quite a few small talk type questions and answers, and learned that there is some social pressure to be positive and therefore to give answers that might not be completely honest. Some people don't understand why people have small talk at all, and some of these people who really dislike, and some of these people also really dislike small talk because they think it's shallow and dishonest. My response to the people who don't understand why we have small talk is that people from the US generally don't like silence much. They generally find it uncomfortable to spend time near someone, even a stranger, without saying anything to them. I also would like to point out that not every play you watch is going to be Shakespeare, that not every person you enjoy spending time with is your very best friend, and that not every date you go on is going to lead to you meeting the love of your life. Another more positive way to put this is that people from the US like interacting with each other. They're reasonably sociable. My response to the people who really dislike small talk is that, at its best, small talk can be a way to explore and feel out whether another person wants to talk more, if you're interesting to each other and want to talk about deeper topics, or even just continue to have playful, not very deep talks and enjoy the lightness and lack of obligation that comes with small talk. So who knows, small talk could help you find the man or woman of your dreams after all. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. I will see you next Monday. In the meantime, please leave a review of my podcast if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or leave a comment if you're listening on my personal website, EnglishWithTim.com. Until next time.